bucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much for staying with us on this Tuesday morning. 251-343-0106. Get in while you can your text if you so choose. Still to come on this morning's program, Rich Anderson running for the Court of Criminal Appeals. Was supposed to be on yesterday, but a little incident at the Attorney General's office where he works. If you didn't hear, they didn't have the incident. The incident occurred on Saturday, but they didn't inform. They didn't inform the AG until much later, until Monday. So anyway, Rich Anderson will be with us in the bottom of the hour. But joining us now, he is Reference Republican 9 in the 2nd Congressional District. A very crowded field, but we're pleased to be joined by Hampton Harris on the line. Hampton, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for coming on. We do appreciate your time running for you're right for this congressional seat. Well, we haven't spent a whole lot of time talking about it, but kind of number one, tell us a little bit about yourself, but number two, tell us why you want to be in Congress.
For sure. So I grew up in Montgomery. My mom homeschooled me and my 6 siblings. So we had an upbringing of Christian conservative values. And I then stayed in Montgomery and went to undergrad there, worked in the emergency room at the Baptist Hospital, and then went up to Birmingham, to one of the actually most conservative law schools in the nation, Cumberland Law School, where I received my law degree. And recently, I also opened up my own real estate brokerage in Montgomery, and I'm a practicing attorney there. And so I've done all this, and I'm the youngest person in this race. I'm 27 years old. So I've gotten all this completed by being age 27, and I have the youth and passion and energy to get things done. And that's how I've gotten to where I am at this point, and just not afraid to get my hands dirty. So I want to get up to D.C. and get my hands dirty for the people of the people of Alabama District 2, and make sure we can keep America free and bring conservative Christian values back. And so I wanted to get involved and make sure that happens. And just seeing, one of the reasons I'm wanting to run is veterans are also very close to me, and this is one of my main issues, is making sure we're taking care of our veterans and our active duty military. My wife is an active duty Air Force officer. She's an attorney for the Air Force. And I have both my grandparents were in the military, so the military members are very close to me, and I'm able to see firsthand the amount of problems our veterans are facing with housing and health care, with our VA system taking care of illegal immigrants rather than taking care of our actual veterans. And our military, our recruitment's down because the left is pushing their agenda on our military through vaccine mandates and woke trainings. And so wanting to get that fixed to make sure our military takes care of keeping us safe from other nations rather than being a political tool for the left, and then taking care of those who have actually fought for us. So that's a big reason I wanted to get involved. And I'm also, like I said, a small business owner right here in the district. So I wanted to get involved and make sure we deregulate Alabama, because I've seen firsthand the amount of regulations and taxes and red tape small business owners have to face, not to mention trying to find help these days with inflation the way it is. And so wanting to get up there and make sure we take a lot of this power that the federal government has, that our founding fathers never intended our federal government to have, and bring it back to the state level, or more importantly, back to the people, back to private level. Because there's so many agencies up there, so much power that our federal government has that our Constitution never intended. So just all this together made me want to jump in the race and get in there and make America great. And I'm having to live. I'm 27 years old. Like I said, I have a long time to get in there, and a lot of these people passing this legislation out there, 30 years down the road, it may come into effect. And that doesn't affect those who are passing it right now. But 30 years down the road from my age, I'm still working. I'm not retired yet. So I better be making good decisions up there. And so just all of this together made me want to jump in the race and get things done up there.
Would you, you know, say you are elected to Congress, would you be a Freedom Caucus guy, or Would you be like the, you know, historically in Alabama, we've had these members we send to Washington, and they want to just bring them to Bacon, and they, you know, that's part of the game. That's how you win for your state. Like, kind of tell us how your role would be in that chamber.
For sure. So, yeah, I would love to be a part of the Freedom Caucus. Second district previous and current congressman now, Barry Moore, he's part of it. He's done great things for Alabama and the country, and other members, Jim Jordan up there, they're doing great things for our nation. And so I would love to be part of it. I'm the most conservative candidate in this race. I'm very strongly grounded in Christian conservative values, and I will stand by those values. I will not back down from them, no matter the consequences. And so that's where I'm standing up, and I know we can get this nation back on the conservative track it used to be on. And I think that also helps, like I said, again, being young. I'm not apathetic towards this country, where a lot of the people that are older, and especially those who have been in politics before, go, I can't change things. This is the way it is. I'm going to get up there and just – I'm going to have to let things go some of the way. But I'm still young. I'm at the mind point of where I can change the world. I can get things done. I can get this country back as great as it's ever been and greater by getting up there. So, like I said, yeah, I would love to be part of the Freedom Caucus and love to be able to just stand up for conservative values and not back down from that and make sure we put God and our country first.
Tell us, what's your exposure to Washington, D.C.? Have you spent much time there? What's your impressions heading into something like this?
So I've not spent a ton of time there. I've been up there several times before. I'm not part of politics, and I'm not part of the establishment, so I'm not up there in that kind of sense. I've been up there a couple times for historical reasons, and my brother-in-law works up there and goes to school up there, so I have been there some, but not in depth or like working sense up in D.C.
Well, but what are your impressions of them? Because the town is, I mean, I've lived up there some time, and I have my impressions of it. But I mean, a lot of times people go up there, and it's, the reputation isn't that far off. But when I was thinking of Washington, D.C., it was like you really did have these factions, and they were always warring against one another. It was like Fox News versus MSNBC. You get there, and you kind of realize, like, that's all sort of a veil, and there's way more what they say unipartyism going on up there than we maybe realize. I mean, what are your impressions of that town?
Well, my impressions is there is a lot of unipartyism up there, but the party that most people up there are a part of is corruption. And there are so many agencies and so much federal power up there where everyone is, you do this for me, one hand washes another up there. And it's a conglomeration of so much power that the Fox versus MSNBC, like you said, is a veil to cover up, I think, greater corruption than we're even aware of, up there. And that's why I think it's very important that we take some of this power away from the federal government, because when the federal government, if you look at anything in history where the government is running things, it doesn't turn out good for the people, especially from a national standpoint like the federal government, where you start taking away people's rights or states' rights and start getting it in there. Corruption will always follow. And so, yeah, that my impressions of Washington, D.C. is there is a lot of corruption up there, and we need to clean it up. And take that power away from that area.
Joined by Hampton Harris, he's running for the Republican nomination in the 2nd Congressional District. Hampton, the other thing, I mean, your distinction in this race is youth. Walk me through that, though. Like, that's a one distinction that's very, I guess, obvious to the casual observer, but where do you differ from the other candidates up on that stage, that debate stage you were on the other night, but just in the field, what sets you apart from them?
Yeah, so like I said, and you just said, I'm young, I'm energetic, and from the beginning of this race, I have been strongly conservative. I did not dip my toes in to feel out what the people wanted or what would get me elected. I went in as who I am and what I believe. And that's what I think that sets me apart is I'm going to stick by what I believe. I run on what I believe. And that is who I am. Whereas a lot of people in Congress today, they say what they think the people want to hear in order to get elected, and they back off their values in order to get elected. And they go, oh, this is a more moderate district. I better be more moderate, or I need to compromise more with the left. And I feel that's what one of the problems our nation has is people wanting to compromise when the left does not give up anything whatsoever. And when one party does not give up anything and the other party compromises, the party that gave up something is surrendering. And I think that's important. And I think that's another thing that sets me apart is I'm not going to surrender to the left. I will stick by my values and I will fight for them, and I'll fight for the people of Alabama. And I was homeschooled and brought up in this very Christian constitutional background. And I think that's made it very successful and made me very successful. It taught me how to work for what I have. I'm not part of the establishment. My family's not part of the establishment. I got where I am by getting out there, getting my hands dirty. I started work young, opened up my own business, and have been running my business for several years. And so I know what it takes. I know how to work hard, and I know how to get things done. And I know I'm not someone that feels entitled. I'm not someone who feels like something should be handed to me. Anything worth having is hard. And so I think those all that come together and sets me apart from the other candidates is being someone that is very conservative, very well grounded in their beliefs, and is not afraid to work hard and get after it. And I have the youth and energy and passion to get it done.
Well, Hampton, how about this? Congress is it's a big first step. Now, I assume you never run for anything else, have you, right?
I have not.
So
that's correct.
Why would you enter this racket of politics right out of the gate? Why run for Congress first? Why not state house? Why not something a little more local? Like, walk us through that calculus.
Yeah, so I think it's important for people to be up there in Congress that are not politicians, career politicians, politicians who got into politics so that they get into further politics. I think it's important for people to be in Congress that are down-to-earth people, that are up there, that are business owners, and they got involved because they see how the economy and how our government is affecting their families and their businesses. And I think it's important for young people to be in there because of the future and stake we have in this country. And so I think those are very important reasons to get involved. Whereas if you spend a life in politics just to be in politics, you become closer to one of the people that are up there that get nothing done and are part of the establishment. And I saw a need in this district. I saw this district getting redistricted and saw that we needed to make sure we don't lose our majority in the House. We need to make sure that our conservative values are upheld because we're so close to losing our freedoms. And through lots of prayer and deliberation, just hearing God say, get in this and go jump in and give it your all. And so that's exactly what I did.
Well, and you know, you're running this, let's say you win the nomination, and there's a lot of smart people, people that we deem to be smart, whether smart or not, I guess, is a matter of opinion, but they think you've got to moderate to win in the second congressional district, that the district is winnable not because of how your distinctions and your how you are different from your opponent on the Democrat side, but the closer you move to the center is the path here. React to that. Like, are you going to be the same conservative Freedom Caucus type candidate that you in the primary that you would be in the general?
Like I said, I got in this race conservative. I got in this race with my beliefs, my values, and those are the ones I stand by. That's who I am. So I'm not back down from them. And there is good. There is good in compromise, as long as you're not compromising our Christian values in this nation or our Constitution. Compromise is good. But if you have something comes up and you're having to compromise our freedoms or compromise our Christianity in this nation, then we need to make sure we stand up for it. And I believe that this district is still a very conservative district. I've looked at the numbers. I've looked at the areas that are in this new district, and I believe it's a very conservative district. And we've seen so much over the past 4 years with this Biden administration and how he's driven our economy into the ground. We've seen so much from all walks of life. All people have started, even people that were lifetime liberal, lifetime Democrats, have begun to switch sides because they have seen where this has been leading. And so even in these other communities that have been added into this district that have previously voted Democrat, we're seeing a lot more come over to the conservative side, seeing how what has happened over the last 4 years. And so I'm very optimistic about this district, and I believe that I am the best candidate for this district, and I can win this district if I win the runoff and primary and get to the general election.
Hampton, folks want to find out more about your campaign. Is there a place you can point them to?
I'm on all the social medias, HamptonHarrisForAlabama.com. Got Hampton Harris AL on X and Hampton Harris for Congress on both Instagram and Facebook. So they can go out there, find more about me, and contact me there if they have questions.
Hampton, best of luck to you. Thanks for coming on.
Hey, thank you for having me. You have a wonderful day.
You do the same. We got to get a break here. Be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.